Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of the Soundcheck Podcast. I'm John Schaefer. It didn't take long for the Canadian band Dizzy to make an impression. Before their debut album was even out, one of their songs, called Swim, had made it to one of our weekly music roundups. And when their full-length debut, Baby Teeth, did come out in 2018, it promptly won a Juno Award, the Canadian version of the Grammys. Now, lead singer Katie Munshaw and the three Spencer brothers, Alex, Charlie, and Mackenzie, are back with a new album called The Sun and Her Scorch. It balances introspective lyrics with widescreen pop, as in this song called Sunflower. The band is together in a studio in Katie's basement, as it turns out, and they're going to start us off with a live version of one of the singles from the new record. This is called Roman Candles.
You were a friend of mine when I worked twice a week on the weekends. Two teenage dirtbags. And I know that it's different now. And I heard you moved out where the lake never freezes. Just don't really see it now. Yeah, you were a friend of mine. Now I'm working a night shift on Beatrice and I go to bed to rise. Local band. stuck in the style, and I can't handle watching you light it up. And I know you're gonna light it up while I'm just setting the frozen candles.
That is Roman Candles in a live remote performance by the Canadian band Dizzy. I am joined at the microphone by lead singer and songwriter Katie Munshaw. And so, Katie, this is the four of you, not quite quarantining, but since the other three are brothers, I guess you're all in a pod there. Is that what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, in Canada right now, things are starting to loosen up a bit, so we are able to see each other and have a small sort of bubble. So we are being responsible and staying inside our bubble, but yeah.
Well, and it looks like for your basement, it looks like you've got some pretty high-end gear there in terms of recording technology.
It's coming along. I mean, if you had seen it 6 months ago, it definitely wouldn't have looked like that. My brother's girlfriend teaches online to kids in China at night, so it used to have an alphabet on the wall and some stuffed animals all over the place, so you caught us just in time, actually.
Wow, okay. Well, Roman Candles is one of the singles from the new album, The Sun and Her Scorch, which comes out on Friday the 31st, and I don't know how big a Springsteen fan you are, but, you know, one of the things that made Springsteen's songwriting was these tiny detailed portraits of small town life. And Roman Candles and some of your other songs seem to have that, you know, and it's not just the small town. It's the small town with the big city on the horizon in view, but maybe slightly out of reach. Or, I mean, Does that kind of writing, has that resonated with you as a lyricist?
I mean, definitely for our first album, and yeah, for Roman Candles, for sure. I think that we live quite close to Toronto, which would be sort of like, I guess, the New York to Springsteen or
right.
Something like that. So yeah, I think there's always been sort of like a yearning to go somewhere different, but kind of feeling stuck where you are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, the album, the title, The Sun and Her Scorch, there aren't many languages where the sun is feminine. So I'm just curious about that title. Where did that come from?
Yeah, I mean, the line is actually from a lyric from a song called Ten on the record. And in the song, it's meant to be taken pretty literally in the sun and its actual heat. But I think in relation to the record, I thought it was a pretty on-the-nose metaphor for myself and the way that I can be harmful or mean to myself and others. And that's what a lot of the songs are about on the record. So I thought it was perfect.
So not just a collection of songs, but a collection of songs that have something coherent. And how would you describe that through line that takes us through the record?
Yeah, I mean, I think when we went to write the record, I tried to write a lot of romantic heartbreak songs again, because that's what was most popular from the first album, Baby Teeth. And I realized that I wasn't going through that anymore, luckily. But I still was feeling kind of not great. And I mean, there's a lot to unpack when you want to try to write about things that aren't romantic heartbreak. There's, you know, mental illness. There's how you treat your friends, jealousy, and all these ugly emotions that come out.
So you have these kind of small, intimate moments, and then they're often set in these big Technicolor arrangements. So there's a very interesting kind of tension between the scale of what you're singing about and the big, almost anthemic sound that you're singing within.
I think that's funny that you say that, because I think a lot of the emotions that I'm talking about on the record are really microscopic in the grand scheme of the world, but in my brain, they're just like the worst thing ever, and traumatic and dramatic. And I think that as a band, we really achieved that almost like theatricalness of my brain and how I take everything just so seriously.
The song you're going to do for us next, called Daylight Savings Time, this isn't really about changing the clocks, is it?
No, I think that song stemmed from seasonal depression and sort of blaming your feelings on the weather. But when the summertime rolls back around and you're still feeling kind of like garbage, it's kind of like, well, maybe it's not just the weather. Maybe there's something else there.
All right, we're speaking with Katie Munshaw of the band Dizzy, and Charlie and Alex and Mackenzie Spencer, the three brothers who round out the band, are standing by. So let's see and hear this live performance. The song is called Daylight Savings Time.
Sand is on its way, and I am still in sandals, and it's getting hard to concentrate from all the poor decision making. And daylight savings time is nipping at my ankles when the sun goes down. Sleep it away and let the winter turn to morning.
That's Daylight Savings Time. The band is Dizzy, out of Canada. The three brothers, Charlie, Alex, and Mackenzie Spencer, on keyboards, guitar, and bass, respectively, although Charlie switched to guitar for that song, Daylight Savings Time. Katie Munshaw, the singer, lyricist. Now, how different do these songs feel as you guys are playing them there in the basement without the drums? Because, you know, they take on kind of a different, almost like a balladeering cast to them that maybe they don't have on the record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they come off a little sadder, not as dramatic, and maybe it brings them back down to that minuscule feeling that they sort of started from, which I kind of like.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, the four of you look quite comfortable and practiced in playing these songs for us from the forthcoming record. Have you been doing this sort of thing a lot? You know, talking to people, playing for people via Zoom or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, it seems to be the new norm. A lot of it's just been Charlie and I with an acoustic guitar, but whenever we can get Mac and Alex in town or in the same house, definitely helps.
Yeah. In terms of the new record, The Sun and Her Scorch, I mean, I love the song Sunflower, which is one of the singles. And one of the things I like about it is the way you kind of drop these interesting lines along the way. There's the one line, you know, I know that I'm asleep when my teeth come falling out, which, you know, is one of the most common dreams that human beings have. I mean, it goes to something really primal for
yeah,
all of
us.
I mean,
it feels more just like a diary. I think that I listen to a lot of artists that are really particular with words and very like personal in their lyrics, like artists like Phoebe Bridgers and Mitski and Fiona Apple, and they really convey scenes that specifically happen to them, but you can relate to it really easily, yeah. Which I really admire.
Have you heard the new Phoebe Bridgers record?
Have I heard the new Phoebe Bridgers? Oh my gosh, yes. I've cried many a time listening. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I know the end, you know?
Oh, yes.
The billboard says, this is the end. It's like...
yeah. So good. Chinese Satellite, I think, is one of my favorites, too, on that one.
But that's one of the other great things that has happened now. I mean, you were able to rattle off a list of great singer-songwriters, all of whom happen to be women, without having to make a thing of it. Now I'm making a thing of it, I suppose. but you know what I'm getting at, that it's not quite the dude fest that it was.
Yeah, I love that I can't really remember it. I mean, I'm fairly new to music, so I can't really remember it being too much of a dude fest. And when I log on to Twitter, I don't know if it's just who I'm following, but like, it's amazing to see these women like lighting up my feed. It's I love it. Yeah. But it feels like the norm to me. So that it's great.
Yeah. But how did you learn to write, you know, how did you learn to write lyrics like that?
Right. So I was really lucky that my elementary school had a lyric program, like a little after school club that I would go to.
And wow.
I started in about grade 6. I really liked it. I feel like I had a lot of emotions as a young kid, and that was a good way for me to harness them. And then from there, my parents tried to put me in piano and guitar, and nothing really stuck. I think I always thought of instruments as sort of like a vehicle for the words. So when I met Charlie, and he's like a big into all instruments, it was kind of like the perfect pair.
Yeah. Well, Charlie switches back to the keyboard for this next song, which is The Magician, which is another song that kind of speaks for itself, both emotionally and I suppose in a narrative sense. We're speaking with Katie Munshaw and hearing some music from the band Dizzy from their new record called The Sun and Her Scorch, out on Friday the 31st. Here's a live performance of The Magician.
One trip to Amsterdam, four trips around the sun. Has it really been that long since your name was on my tongue? Down at the grocery mart, I pray I see a mom. So if I could get back to the place where you came from, think I could bring you back, body and soul intact. You'd be the by the back door like the way we did. Meet me at midnight, crack me up good like the way we did. I will wait all night by the back door like the way we did. Like the way we did. Like the way we did.
That's called The Magician, a live performance in Katie Munshaw's basement by the band Dizzy. That's Katie on vocals, Charlie Spencer on keyboard, Alex Spencer on guitar, Mackenzie Spencer on bass. When you do actually have the opportunity to tour, when you're not all in lockdown, what do you do for drums in the live concerts? Is that Charlie just running as fast as he can between instruments? Do you have a touring drummer? How's that work?
Charlie plays drums. We've got lots of keyboards on stage to sort of fill out the synths or any sort of samples. And then, yeah, we've got some tracks to play the BVs, the backing vocals, because can't do it all myself.
Right. Well, that's actually something else I wanted to ask you about is, you know, it very often there are multiple layers mm-hmm. of your voice on the album. You must have some sense of when you've added one layer too many or when you need one more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think BVs were my least favorite part of recording. Sometimes I get my sister to do them for me because she actually does them on Good and Right because I just hate doing that. But yeah, I think it's like the most important part of a song sometimes is the last finishing touches, and it makes it feel like a song when you have the right amount of BVs on it.
Well, and you all produced this one by yourselves, right?
Mm-hmm, yes, we did.
How important was that to you?
It was really important. I think we recorded two other songs, Heavy and Twist, about last year, and we did them ourselves, and we were kind of like, well, if we could do those two, we could do a whole record, not realizing how much friggin' work goes into producing a whole record. And yeah, we did it. It was freeing. I think when we were finished, we were like, let's never do that again. That was so much work. But your brain represses that. And now I'm like, okay, we got to do it again. We're definitely going to do it again.
All right. Well, The Sun and Her Scorch comes out on Friday, the 31st. Second album from the Juno-winning Canadian band called Dizzy. And Katie, congratulations to you and the boys. It's a great sounding record. And really fun to watch the four of you playing for us in your basement there today.
Well, thanks for having us.
And that'll do it for this episode of the Soundcheck Podcast, a remote episode of our live performance series. As usual, our producer is Karen Havlick, our technical director is Irene Trudell, and I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us. You can watch videos of the performances you just heard on our website at newsounds.org.